worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
It came in with a sonic boom. It's a freak accident, the best podcast on the internet. I'm comfortable saying that.
Good. Good. At least one of us is.
You gotta have confidence in yourself. That's what,
gone a long time ago myself.
Welcome. TheFreakAccident.com is the website. That's AFreakAccident.com. Send an email to freaks@AFreakAccident.com. We would love to hear from you. You can email us about anything at all. I am the host. My name is Crisco, and I am joined by Lazy E.
What's up?
And I am joined by Mickey.
And I'm still here and haven't left.
That's great news. I don't know why you gotta bring it down like that every week.
Because we need it. We need the leveling. You're too high.
You're way too low, though. Like that's...
E's right in the middle.
I'm right here. See, I'm that perfect...
Is that what E stands for? Even.
Yeah.
Even things out.
Lazy even. That's weird.
Did I mention the website? Yeah. Click connect on the menu bar. You can find us on social media. Like Facebook, where we did a Facebook Live this week.
Yeah, it's like a second show.
Basically. It was a whole half hour long. I didn't even realize it. So you can see us on Facebook Live and interact with us live in Technicolor.
Well, not anymore.
Well, right. But they could be kind of like live because when they comment, it goes by when they're watching it.
Or the next time we do one, because there will be a next time.
We're going to try to do it every month, so like our page.
Look at him setting high standards for us. I cannot wait to disappoint you people, but is going to be great.
If you noticed, I said it in an even-keeled thing, even. I was positive, but I said it in a depressed tone.
Lazy even. Yep, there you go.
That's what I do.
It's happening right here. You're hearing it.
Yeah, and in that video...
And it's on the internet, so it must be true.
In that video, me and Mickey got really awkwardly close.
That wasn't on camera, though, was it?
No, it was behind the camera.
Yeah, because I was dancing before the camera, you know, while
so there's
was...
no proof. We don't have to worry about it.
No, you were talking right next to me.
No, Mickey's right. You know, as far as anybody's concerned... There's no pics. It didn't happen.
Yep.
You admitted it on the video.
Nah.
You literally said
perjury.
It.
Perjury.
Yeah,
perjury.
I don't know what you're talking
about. You can't prove anything.
I did not purge anything. That's stupid. stupid.
It's a dumb movie, too.
Did we talk about iTunes?
What?
Did we talk about iTunes?
No, but subscribe.
There.
On iTunes to this
we
show.
We did it.
And it'll automatically be delivered to you every month. Or Google Play Music.
Every month.
And every week, too. Well, geez. You know what, though? You know what, though? A couple... Listen.
Oh, my God.
That almost is true, though, because a couple of weeks ago, iTunes didn't do their job and sync our feed to their podcast stuff.
So they got four shows in a month?
They got, like, two
on
the same day. Like, two shows dropped. So they probably thought it was, like, Christmas. You know, I was like, oh, my God, an extra episode of A Freak Accident.
Can you imagine if it dropped every month, like... Literally everything we talked about would make no sense.
Well, yeah. It would either be really, really old or we'd be predicting the future, in which case...
Awesome.
We'd have a greater destiny than this.
We just start making up stories and hope it happens.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? We should probably... That's a great idea for a segment, actually.
Oh, yeah?
What do you think about, like, down the line doing a segment where each of us comes up with a news story about, like, the month ahead or something to that effect?
Oh, yeah.
And then we place bets on whether or not it comes true or see how close it gets to being true.
We could put a poll up on our Facebook and have people vote which one they think is the most likely.
Maybe. How about this? How do you like this? I know this is a while away yet, but at the end of the year, we'll make bets about what we think is going to happen in 2018 in news.
Okay. So
and we'll see who ends up getting it most correct or closest, and then that person will win a fabulous prize.
So what we'll do is we'll do one the month. We'll practice it.
Sure.
And then we'll go for the year at the end.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. So something to look forward to.
Write that down on the paper that does not exist. And we will remember to do that. We're totally going to forget.
Yeah, no, that's never... Make sure to email us, freaks@freakaccident.com, and remind us.
As mentioned earlier, I cannot wait to let you people down.
It's going to happen.
We'll do it. It'll happen that way. But we're happy that you took time to listen to this show. We got a great episode planned for you. We got a bunch of cool stuff to talk about. That's why we condensed all of it into a news update.
Oh, there's so much stuff. Give me something besides Aaron Hernandez.
A giraffe farted out another giraffe. And now nobody cares about giraffes anymore.
Anything else?
That's good enough for a tease,
okay.
I think.
All right.
We've got to, I am really looking forward to / dreading deeply this segment. Songs we are embarrassed to admit we enjoy.
Yeah, guilty pleasured songs.
Yeah, but we're really going to be showing the inside of our skin on that segment.
Also, some people over at our Facebook page shared their own, so they're going to get put on blast too.
Good. Mickey, I am really intrigued to know what you're embarrassed to admit that you enjoy as far as music goes.
I don't know if it's really embarrassed. It's just stuff that I listen to that most people don't listen to.
A guilty pleasure, the kind.
Yeah, it's a guilty
pleasure. No, a guilty pleasure is something that you feel guilty about having pleasure in.
Crisco, I've heard some of the songs. They're really
They fall in those guidelines.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
All right.
They're not good.
Good, because for a second there, I thought she was just like, oh, no, these are just songs that I like. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, then.
Here's my guilty pleasure song, Master of Puppets.
Yeah. Boy, I sure am embarrassed.
Oh, darn.
No. I'm embarrassed that I love it so much.
I looked at it, and I went, okay, what songs do I listen to that everybody cringes every time I turn on?
Oh, okay, good.
That's it. Yeah. That's
spot
it.
On, then. I'm excited.
Pretty much murderer. Yeah. Every time I turn on one of these songs, he looks at me. He's really...
I'm excited.
Yeah, that's good.
And then we are going to, solve your problems.
Yeah, we solve it.
Yeah, we solve it. Got a couple other emails and messages on Facebook as well. Glad people have been taking advantage of capability of the interweb. And we will be solving some dilemmas for some of our lovely listeners. We've got a person who was from the 19th century, not a time traveler. They were just really, really old, and now they're dead. But we are going to jump off that, we will talk about how you might be able to live longer, and we've got some movie talk to wrap things up at the end of the show as well.
But you were talking about emails. We actually got an email.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yes, so why not?
Play the song.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail!
You know, I saw an interesting video with the guy who played Steve recently.
Where he talks about what he's been doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that one too.
We should try and get him on the show.
Oh, that would be weird.
You think he would talk to us?
I'd make him sing the song.
That's what I mean. Like, that's all I want it for. I want him to sing the song himself.
He was in a band, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Hey, Steve, if you're listening, freaks@freakaccident.com.
Right.
Give us an email.
You know he's listening, too. Everybody listens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost everybody.
So this is either Lawson or Robin.
Yeah, it's a little conflicting.
I don't know why. Like, the email, when the email comes in and it has a name assigned to it, the first name is Lawson, but then the person identifies themselves as Robin, so... Is this Batman's new sidekick? I don't know. Who's just doing a really terrible job of masking their secret identity?
Semantics.
Not for me to judge. But they go on to say, hi, I was wondering if you could send me some free stickers. Well, see, that's all anybody cares about is the freaking free stickers.
That's it.
That's okay. We'll send them to you, too. Freaks@freakaccident.com. Include your mailing address. Along with some other free branded promotional items you may have.
Oh, nothing.
I like this person's... wanting to be a billboard for us, though.
Oh, they want to plaster their house. They want pens, mugs, everything.
Just grab, like, a screenshot of the logo from the website, put it on one of those sandwich boards, and just walk around wherever it is that you live with one of those on you.
They live in Honolulu.
Oh.
A sandwich board?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the boards that you wear?
There's one on the front. That is the third time this evening I've been accused of making something up that does, in fact, exist.
No, I wasn't going that. I had no idea what you were talking about, though.
So, she thought you were making that.
That's a knock on her, though.
Yeah.
For not knowing what a sandwich board was.
She's stupid. No.
We know this.
But, yeah, they're from Hawaii.
She's asking for pens, keychains, magnets. We really should get things like that made.
Oh, that would be cool. I you know.
Here's the problem.
Just keep listening.
We got no money. So, I mean, hey.
Keep listening and we will get that money.
If you guys want to send us money, I mean, we'll do whatever you want. If you could, please send them to address. Thank you for your time. And then we promised them stickers. We told them, yeah, sure, you know, because we like to respond to people when they email us. And then whoever said, thank you so much for the stickers. My friends told me wonderful things about you. Thank you for the information about the new episode. So we got street cred in Hawaii. How do you like that?
Oh, man, they're probably hula dancers.
That is very statist. I don't know if it's racist.
But they do have hula dancers.
It's statist, though.
They have hula dancers.
Oh, yeah, everybody in Pennsylvania is a Polack, right?
I am.
We basically are.
I'm half.
Right, yeah, I'm mostly Polish.
So,
he's
true.
Mostly Polish.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
It's a real thing.
We should change the name of the show to A Pole Accident.
No.
Since we're all Poles here now.
No.
So, when we dance, we're pole dance.
What was that? You were. Yeah!
Ah! That was so far delayed because I broke him. Because
I was laughing. Yeah. I didn't know what to do.
I broke him. Couldn't find your way to that button through the tears of joy in your eyes.
I was very proud of you. It's like a father seeing his son grow up.
All right, so do we want to get into this episode?
Let's
here?
Do it.
Yeah, send your emails to freaks@afreakaccident.com. In the meantime, thank you for listening. Enjoy the ride.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
News update.
There is so much happening in the world today.
Oh, my God.
We got to cram a bunch of different things into one segment. That's what the news update is all about. Let's get to it.
Read a book, maybe it's some food. We got the nicest staff with a lovely attitude. So sit right down and buckle in tight. With United Airlines, you get a top-class flight.
We'll grab you. Slam your face right on the chair. We'll drag you right off.
I mean, hey. What do you do when you have, one of the worst PR nightmares going on?
Kick
more people off your flights.
Yeah, you try not to do it again, but obviously that's not the United way.
It doesn't seem like they're trying very hard to not do that.
No, considering it happened within, 7 days?
Yeah.
Of the last one?
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't want to be in business anymore.
And they just want to go out in style.
Yes.
Yeah, let's light the biggest fire that we possibly can behind us as we go scorched earth.
How stupid will the people think we are? Let's find out.
Yeah. People keep flying with us. Well, let's continue to give them reasons not to. As a bride and groom headed to Costa Rica for their wedding were kicked off of their United flight because they switched seats.
Like, moved to a completely different part of the plane?
No.
Just
they,
altered
they
their
just,
two seats?
They just switched seats.
Yeah, they saw it was very empty, so they just moved.
Oh.
Right. Well, yeah, so yeah, what you said
was
right. Yeah,
so
they moved to another part of the plane. However, when two people, even if it was a completely full plane, move their seats, their two seats are now open.
Right.
So, it's not like anybody missed out on anything here.
But they had this big hissy fit because that wasn't their ticket.
So they kicked them off the plane as they were on their way to get married.
Mm.
Now, there's no... I mean, I guess there's a lot of he say, she say type of deals where...
I don't care.
Where they're saying that they put more of a hissy fit than they're portraying?
The couple
The couple. The couple.
I like how United is, blaming the victim in this situation. You
after know, what just happened.
Yeah, you know what you guys need to do? Shut up and stop victimizing your freaking flyers.
And that's what I know.
Yeah.
That was my reaction. United just came into the studio to drag me away because...
Yeah, show's over.
Now, I'm assuming Mickey's family is probably all broken up over this.
Oh, they're wicked upset.
Yeah. They're wicked upset. This is wicked awful.
Yeah.
What happened?
Aaron Hernandez, former tight end for the New England Patriots, is dead.
Okay. Yeah,
this happened after he was acquitted of two of the murders he committed.
Two.
Of the six? Or what were we up to at this point? It was quite a few.
Yeah.
He's already serving a life sentence for one.
Yeah.
He was acquitted of another one.
How long has he been in jail for?
Like 4 years? He's been going through trials and stuff like that? Or something like
hearings, appeals.
Yeah. Sure, football fans have forgotten about him up until this point.
Until they bring him up again.
Yeah.
He was really good, too.
Well, he won't be brought up again. If anything, he's going down approximately 6 feet because he's dead. He hung himself from the window in his cell.
Which is incredible, even though he used bed sheets. This guy's a big dude.
Yeah.
That took a lot of, like, resistance. Whatever those bed sheets are, I want to see that thread count because that's amazing.
You know what? Good. I was gonna say,
go ahead.
I can tell you why he did it, though. Because I think after those things got acquitted, he probably talked to his lawyer and going, you know, is there a possibility that I could be set free? And he probably told him, no. And then on top of it, today, the day he did it, was the day that the New England Patriots were going to the White House to meet the president after winning the Super Bowl. He's probably thinking in his head, that could have been me. I was good. And he probably went nuts.
Maybe. Yeah. In the end, he killed the only person that he needed to.
You blocked me on Facebook, and now you're going to die.
Oh my God. Yeah. I kind of feel bad that there's this high energy dance mix heading into this story.
It's gone.
This is a terrible story, a terrible tragedy.
No, it's awful. It's absolutely awful.
First of all, you can't trust somebody whose first name and last name are the same name.
Yeah, Steve Stevens.
Yeah. You can't trust anybody like that.
He's multiple.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
Her name isn't Mickey.
No, I just looked your way.
It would be kind of funny, though.
Because that's how we talk. We look at each other.
I don't like that. That's creepy. Especially when you do it. Somebody help me. So what happens? He's staring at me. Make him go away.
I don't know what did happen. You don't know what happened?
No, I have no idea.
My God.
I live in a little box. What do you want?
No, I noticed. And she's buried up to her neck in paperwork these days, too. So I at least there's a legitimate excuse.
Yes.
This time. No, this guy... I guess his girlfriend broke up with him, and he just kind of snapped.
Well, not just his girlfriend. He was in debt. There was a lot of things piling up on top of... And he was crazy. I mean, that's what it was.
He snapped. So he was doing a Facebook Live video, kind of like we did earlier, only we didn't kill anybody.
And he was explaining, like, his situation and all that junk.
And, like, he goes up to this old man who was just walking down the street minding his own business and kills him.
Oh.
On Facebook Live.
As he was walking to his family's house to have Easter dinner.
Yeah. So, manhunt ensued, which became a multi-state manhunt.
Five.
He was finally brought down in good old Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Erie.
The Pennsylvania State Police doing their job. Incidentally, he was caught because a McDonald's employee recognized him when he pulled into the drive-thru and ordered some chicken nuggets.
His last known thing he said was, I need nuggets. That's it.
Are you serious about that?
Yeah, because I guess he was trying to stall and he says, well, the nuggets are still getting done. He goes, I need my nuggets.
Yeah.
They're going to make that into a commercial right after that. Da, 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 da.
They stalled. They told him like they were still preparing the food. They called the police. A pursuit ensued. Eventually, they did like one of those bump maneuvers where they spin your car out. And once he realized he was caught, he killed himself.
Oh, so okay.
Another suiting end to a suitable, well, he
justice
deserved.
Was served.
Right. Yeah. In a sense, you know, I would have liked to see him go to trial for it, but
it wasn't going to. Do you know what? I give it up to the family who actually came out and said, we forgive him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That takes. I don't know if I could do that. Good for them.
Yeah.
Because that's
Yeah, I'd have grabbed the microphone and been like, I am vengeance. I am the knight.
Yeah, real quick thing, though. Do you realize that they actually, the first statement they had to make after their grandfather died, they said they had to bring out a statement saying, don't donate to GoFundMes because they're all scams. We didn't start one. We're paying for it ourselves. People are trying to scam them.
Yeah, that happens every time now.
Stupid.
Freaking pathetic.
You fools can watch and wait until your face turns blue. Well, I'm behind this gate inside my homehood zoo. Don't gotta check your ears, cause yeah, I'm spitting flow. My rap stardom in gear, I don't shine, I glow. Just me, Oliver, and the baddest baby cat. Yep!
He's enjoying that way too much.
They make songs like immediately after things happen. It's great.
Now that's this thing's name, Oliver.
Oliver was the husband.
The husband, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. April was the giraffe.
Yeah. The female giraffe. The other was a giraffe too.
Right.
It wasn't just some guy down the street.
This was at Adventure Park.
Yes.
The giraffe. People have been watching this giraffe. They had a camera set up with a live feed of this giraffe, this pregnant giraffe, for like weeks.
I thought it was a joke after a while.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, the giraffe was adorable. April, yeah. Like, she was like going up to the camera. She was like super cute, and everybody's like, "Aw." It's like it was like the big exciting thing. So the thing crapped out a smaller giraffe, and you know, now it's over. Another giraffe is born, and nobody cares about giraffes anymore. They go back to being low on the list of exciting animals at the zoo.
But April, she is a cradle robber. 15 for April, 5 for the husband.
Whoa.
Or boy, I don't know, baby daddy.
Good for her, cougar. I thought this was the giraffe exhibit.
Oh, this was terrible.
Yeah.
Awful.
These people, I guess, have done multiple videos like this?
Yeah, I watched a whole documentary with this guy who went over all their stuff.
Yeah, Maryland parents Mike and Heather Martin are under fire for their YouTube videos in which they pull pranks on their children.
And they're not nice. Do you want to hear the latest, the last one? Here's what went down.
I didn't do that!
What was that?
I didn't do that!
You tell me what you did!
You are gonna lose your allowance and everything!
We didn't do that!
Yes, you did!
Stop.
Yes, you did! It's just a prank, bruh!
That's the parents.
Oh boy, yeah, where's children
they, like,
and youth?
They seriously, right? They like trashed the kid's room and then blamed it on him and like yelled at him until he started crying and then ended it with, "It's a prank, bruh."
These are responsible people.
See, yeah, now, I wish justice, quote-unquote, would find these people, too.
Well, apparently they did.
They would die by eating lead after a police officer pushes them off the side of the road.
Just terrible.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
The kids are crying.
Yeah.
This isn't like whoopee cushion stuff. And they're little kids.
And they've done this more than once.
This is their whole YouTube series.
Yeah. Why are we only finding out about this now? And the best part is now they're defending it, too.
I know.
Who's defending? The parents?
Oh, yeah. They came out with a video saying, you know, oh, they understand it's a prank. They like it. And the kids look like they're prisoners saying, oh, yeah, we like it.
They're like blinking SOS like into the camera.
Yeah.
And they specifically pick on the youngest one, Cody.
Now they're saying, oh, no, it's actually all scripted. They're just acting. Did you see The Phantom Menace? Kids cannot act. Okay? Don't you try and tell me that those kids are acting that well.
No. They need to act like police officers and arrest them.
Yeah, and then burn these people with fire once their children have homes.
I don't want to see them kissing goblins.
I just want to play.
I just want to catch him in bed with a
Alex Jones.
He's terrible.
Mickey, you know who Alex Jones is, right?
No, I had to look him up.
Why did you say it like that?
Because I was really frustrated when I saw the name. I'm like, who is this person and why are we talking about him?
Yeah, no. He's the head of InfoWars, right?
Isn't he
basically
the
owner or whatever? Yeah. He's one of these crazy conspiracy nut jobs. He believes that the government is run by lizard people.
And amazingly, I didn't know who he was.
Right.
I know. It's on TV or on the web.
Bush did 9/11. That one school shooting, you know, where all those kids died wasn't real.
Sandy Hook.
Yeah. The dude's a nut. Absolutely freaking crazy. I guess he's in a custody battle.
Yeah.
Over his kids, which one of the most amusing things to come out of the court documents was apparently... He couldn't, according to his wife, or somebody said something, his excuse for not remembering basic facts about his children was because he had eaten a big bowl of chili earlier in the day.
I mean, I get it. It's spicy, messes with your stomach. I mean, it depends the time of the day you ate it, too.
Gives you amnesia. Sure.
Well, I mean, yeah. Dementia is also a side effect of chili. I've seen it happen.
Here's the best part, though. In a recent court document, because they're arguing that he's unfit to have custody of these kids in any way, shape, or form.
I absolutely believe them.
Have you seen any of his videos online where he just freaks out and screams?
Oh, yeah. I'm a human being. Human beings cannot be stopped.
That's Alex Jones, basically. That was one of his many quotes.
I thought that was the farmer from Men in Black.
I need sugar water. you did that good.
Thank you, Edgar. So basically what they said was that you can't blame him for acting. You can't take into account who he acts like on his show because, quote, he's playing a character, says his lawyer. He's a performance artist.
Why the f*** you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my god. Stop lying.
So I wonder how that makes all of his followers feel. You know, these people who sit there and insist that he's speaking the truth, he's the only one who has what it takes to reveal these deep, dark secrets, and now he basically admits in court, no, it's all a fraud. I'm just playing a character. It's a performance.
So if he gets away with his court case, his whole business is done.
You'd hope, anyway.
Well, now it is.
Well, again, we're talking about a group of people believe in lizard people. Yeah. You know, and the Illuminati, you know, were responsible for shutting off the lights at the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Thermite paint made him lie.
Right, because Beyonce, Hova apparently means, dear Illuminati, shut the lights off. And, you know,
save electricity.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And cost the whoever it was the game.
And whoever faced the Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah, at this point.
Oh, Seahawks? Maybe.
I don't know. But at this point, yeah. So I don't know how reasonable some of these people are or if they understand.
They're not.
I mean, listen, if you're an Alex Jones fan, send us an email, freaks@freakaccident.com, and basically explain yourself. Tell me how you're feeling.
And also tell us how the alien on your shoulder is feeling.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Guilty pleasures, everybody has a few. Guilty pleasures, you and me and even you.
Be honest with you, I think that might be my new guilty pleasure song.
I know. Change all our answers.
So, everybody's got their own favorite genre of music. I think it's safe to say all three of us are rock predominantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, even when I say 80s music, it's rock within the 80s.
I mean, I do listen to all kinds, though.
Oh, same here.
I mean, I know some people say that, like, oh, I like all kinds of music. But legitimately, I like jazz. I like blues. I like classical. I like reggae, ska. I like some country. I even like pop when it's entertaining.
The thing is, like, I've always said, there's no... It's not a good or bad music genre. There's just good music and there's bad music. There's no... They can be within any.
Yeah, I mean, I do think there definitely is music out there that is objectively bad. But there are definitely, you know, me being primarily a rock guy and especially metal, there are songs in other genres that I am loath to admit that I enjoy.
Yes.
I'm sure we all feel this way. Mickey, you're just staring at me.
Yeah.
All right, so you can go first then.
Joy.
What is a song that is a guilty pleasure of yours?
One that probably nobody knows.
Of course.
The Neil's Jack the Giant Killer.
Yeah, here's it.
Yeah, they're over.
You are such a hipster, first
totally.
Of all.
I know, this is hipster.
Yeah, maybe like 15 years ago. You know,
no, it's hipster now.
I find it interesting that this is such a bright, sunny, upbeat song.
I know, the irony.
And you are such a miserable person.
Yeah, it is about death, so, I mean...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like Mickey, happy on the exterior, but inside...
I want to murder everybody.
Yeah, it's death. That is like Mickey in a nutshell.
Oh, that's amusing. All right, E, what's one of yours?
Boy, I love this. You don't understand the joy I'm going to get to play this song.
Mm-hmm.
It's good old R. Kelly. It's not just Ignition. It's the remix.
So baby, give me that toot-toot. And let me give that beep-beep.
Running my hands through my throat.
Bouncing on 24s.
Why they say I'm ready?
It's the remix to ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Honey rolling. That body got every man ever wishing.
I love it. I love it.
I like the world. I'm drunk. It's a freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun.
I love it. I love it. Oh my god, you don't understand the joy I get out of that song.
This is a deep look into our psyche. I hope the listener understands how special of a moment this is.
Yeah, I mean, this is stuff I don't think we've ever revealed.
No, no, and I've never admitted this to anybody, these things. So this is really, really like, and again, I'm a metal guy, okay? And I'm about to tell you that my guilty pleasure song is Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon.
Don't you dare hold back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me.
Was this your wedding song?
No.
Okay.
No. This is just an amazing song.
It's
really upbeat and happy and just, I don't know.
You at all.
You know what? It's no. You're right. You're right. I don't know what about it I find so addicting, but I think I know where my affinity for it came from.
What?
I kind of also like a cappella music. I'm a big fan of the group Straight No Chaser. They covered that song on their most recent album, and ever since they covered it, I can't get enough of it. So
whatever you want to say.
Yeah, every time it comes on, I'm like blaring it at like, you know, max volume in my car, like driving down the highway, like singing at the top of my lungs, and it's like, oh my god, like it's so embarrassing that I like this song.
Also, every time he puts in his Walk the Moon CD.
Gay jerk. What's another one of yours?
Oh, you want me to go to me again? Yeah, all right. This is a biggie. Back in the late 90s, couldn't admit this one, but now I don't care. I don't even care. It's good old JT before he was Justin Timberlake.
Oh, boy.
Get ready. I'm going to do the dance. Ready? Ready? Here it goes.
I want to see you out that door, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
Why didn't we do this on Facebook
Ready?
Live?
Ready?
You may hate me cause it ain't no lie. Bye, 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 bye.
This is wonderful. I'm so glad. I mean, I know most of the time I wish I would die. I'm glad that I'm alive to see this, though. This is awesome.
You'll never know for sure.
Mickey, what's another one of yours?
I think I live in the 90s with my guilty pleasure songs. Boy Hits Car. Man Without Skin.
You are the biggest hipster in the
world.
This is it? No?
Yep.
Yeah, this is it. Alright.
Friend is a four.
No, that's Cake. And that is also a guilty pleasure song of mine. So we can go that route and then find Boy Hits Car later.
Yeah, there you go. I gave you a peek into her psyche.
Okay, so that was Cake. Friend is a four-letter word.
That was, yeah.
I'm not afraid to say I enjoy Cake myself.
So do I. It's my favorite band and food.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear another one? Yeah, here it is.
You're like a man without skin. Everything that touches seems to
Good God, man, this is straight off of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater soundtrack.
Yeah, do you know what this is also called? Fred Durst influences. Oh, sorry about that. Well, we got Mickey's all done.
Yeah, we got hers done, yours done. I guess I can do one more, right?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, this one is very recent, but it is such an earworm. It gets in my head every time. I can't help but sing along. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet too. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Oh, I, oh, I, oh,
That freaking soulless ginger.
Yeah, I know. I can't explain it either. This one I have no explanation for. I just...
Yeah, this isn't straight no chaser. This is just you.
Yeah, no. This song comes on the radio and it's just... It's my jam, man. I can't help it.
It kind of has entrancing drums, so maybe you're being hypnotized.
It could be.
Yeah.
Just sucking you in.
Some of our listeners actually reached out to us on social media, though, and shared some of their favorites.
Well,
I don't know if this was Kath or Dan, but Kath and Dan, Avril Lavigne, Girlfriend.
I don't need a girlfriend. Girlfriend. I don't know. I don't have a boyfriend. Here we go.
Listen, everybody roughly our age knows you were secretly rocking out to Skater Boy 2 years back. That was happening.
And it was Skater Boy.
Yeah, right. Angel said that Wreck and Effect Rump Shaker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this song.
Let's shake your rump.
Man, a classic if there ever was one.
Yeah.
Michelle had Geezy, You Got Me?
It's Jeezy.
Oh, Jeezy. Oh, okay. No idea.
What is it?
Michelle.
Michelle. Time to spilling drinks on my retros.
Chill, chill, you making a mess. As I take a look down,
they all scuffed down. I'ma talk. You got me. You can tell this is a very nice song.
Yeah. Mark Bellopetti? McAndrew? That's what a heck of a name.
He's Bodie McBoatface. That's your nickname, man.
He likes peaches.
Oh, it's not the song you think.
No.
That's the name of the artist.
Right.
Give me the song.
F the pain away.
Uh-oh. The pain away. Pain away.
A lot pain of editing.
The pain away. Pain away.
I think I just had a stroke.
And the best part is, the thing he shared on our Facebook had Miss Piggy singing it.
Oh!
It made it all worth it, believe me.
Katie likes Madonna's Human Nature.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sorry. Our boy Konar the Barbarian likes the Ex-Ambassador's Renegades.
I like this song, too.
Yeah, they're the one, like, hipster group that kind of made it through the fold somehow. I'm not sure.
I wouldn't say that that's a terrible song either. No, I don't know if I'd make it a guilty pleasure, but...
Oh, well, I know
you
which
listen
one.
To metal all the time, yeah.
Mike D.
Yes, there we go!
All for One, I Swear.
I swear by the moon and the stars. Here, I'll hit the background. The you keep singing. Ready?
I'll be there!
I swear.
And I swear.
Now, Mike, brother, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm with you on that one, dude.
Total 7th grade dance when I was a wallflower and didn't dance with one
straight
girl.
Straight up. And our boy Cobbler. Oh, dude, come on, really? Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone?
Ready?
He say, Since You've Been Gone, I cannot breathe on the first time. I'm so moving on. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. That took some guts to reveal that one, I think.
Yeah, no, that was really bad. Yeah, that.
I feel like we've all gotten closer to each other, though, after this experience.
Well, there's only one thing I could say to you guys.
I know that I can take no more. It ain't no lie. That's the end of this segment. Now say bye, 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 bye.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Yo, we're solving.
It's about time we got back into the groove of solving more problems, because it feels like it's been a while since we've done this, right?
The emails, the Facebooks, they're all piling up with questions.
Them Facebooks.
Yeah, messages on Facebook.
The Facebooks and the tweeters.
Oh, and the Puddin' Pops. Yes.
I don't know why you had to bring him into this.
Listen.
We don't talk about that.
That was before he did that. That's okay to like then.
No.
Not anymore. Those Puddin' Pops did not have...
Yeah, he likes Cosby Classic. not
not new Coke.
Yeah. All right, so we got some emails and messages that we've pulled out of the junket, and if you've got a problem of your own, we'll solve it. You can either message it to us on Facebook, you can send it to freaks at a freakaccident.com, you can even choose to remain anonymous. That's fine, we will omit your names. I think all these people didn't want to be anonymous, though, right?
No one here. We did have one anonymous. It was when you weren't here.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was weird.
Barry, though, in his message to us on Facebook, said, I need to know if I'm crazy, and I figured at least Mickey could give me a fighting argument on this one.
Oh, no. They want advice from you specifically.
This is
bad
not...
Bad idea.
This is... The other night, I guess I was talking in my sleep, and my girlfriend heard me say another name in a sexy way.
Oh,
The name of an ex. Now, I don't have any feelings for this ex, but my girlfriend is now claiming I cheated on her. Does having an unconscious dream constitute as cheating?
No.
Well, yeah, no, of course not.
No, I mean, now if
your
you're awake...
Your mind comes up with whatever it wants to when you're sleeping, yeah. So... No.
I think your difficulty, though, bro, is going to be proving that it was just a random dream and not a, a...
Recurring
thought? Yeah, a recurring thought or a flash of memory from a recent event.
Yeah, I think, do you know what the best way to solve this problem? Get her diamonds.
Yo, we saw me.
Okay.
Mickey, you got one there?
I got one from Sierra. It says, the other day I was on a road trip with my girlfriends when I was pulled over for speeding. I really didn't want to have to pay that kind of money, so I kind of started flirting with the officer. Nothing too intense, just brushed my hair, used pouty lips. It worked, but now my friends have started calling me a lady of the night. Who uses that term? Really?
I'll tell you this. I edited that email. It did not say lady of the night.
Because that sounds like something you would say.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyway. So does that really make me that quote-unquote kind of person?
First of all, Lazy E is a gentleman when he talks about his hooers. So.
Or that.
Yeah, that's fine. So what was the question at the end?
Does that make her that kind of person?
No.
You're just trying to get out of a ticket.
I mean, how many more times have we done this? Or was it just this one instance?
Oh, so you're making there's a caveat to your answer.
I feel like there may be other stuff going on that the girlfriends have started naming her this.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, like, do you do this to the barista, too, and get yourself a free coffee every day?
Or the bartender, right. Or the guys at the bar.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean...
If this was a one-time, it was just to get out of the speeding ticket, I mean, honestly, go back into the podcast section of AFreakAccident.com, one of our old episodes, we talked about ways to get out of a speeding ticket.
We did.
Many of those were far more illicit.
What if she got that from us?
You're welcome.
Oh, no.
You're welcome. We are the podcast of the night.
But don't say that. Don't ever say that. I want to throw something at Mickey, though. Say she doesn't do other stuff, but say she's done that. She has flirted with a cop before to get out of a ticket multiple times. Does that make her that name?
Not really. What was
yes,
that?
It does.
Luke, is that you?
That's her answer music. It's so grandiose when she answers. Ready, Mickey, say it again. What's your answer?
No, not really.
I was going to say, no, you got to do what you got to do to, soothe those cops. Otherwise, they'll shoot you.
And Crisco knows from experience.
Yo, we saw him.
Oh, God. This is from Cheese, I'm calling him, because his name is Colby.
Man, that nickname came fast.
All right. Some just flow
real sharp.
Cheese.
Yeah. He says, hey, freaks, that's us.
Yes.
That would be us. Mm. I'm a junior in college, and I've been playing lacrosse since I was in the second grade.
I'm sorry.
He goes, I'm pretty good, too. Bragger. But it's causing me lower back pain, anxiety before game, just a bunch of problems. I brought up the idea of me quitting to my parents, and they hated that idea. So should I just suck it up for the rest of the season and be in pain, or should I quit and just lie and tell my parents I'm still playing?
Xanax.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, because drugs solve every problem,
and,
right?
And painkillers, yeah.
No, that kind of masks it.
Then you might make a cocktail, so it's kind of like a Ride the Lightning situation, too,
Gonna ride the lightning. No, you should probably just tell them you're going to quit and quit.
Or just quit.
That's what I mean.
You're an adult if you're in college.
Yeah, bro, you're a junior in college, too.
Yeah, and you don't need to lie. Just say, I quit. It's over.
I broke my back, and I'm not doing it anymore.
I'm freaking out, man.
Yo, we're storming.
All right, I got one from Angie here. This one came via Facebook as well. This is a pretty heavy question, so sorry if I bring things down a little bit.
Oh, no, Crisco does that plenty.
But I was just diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Okay.
How do you feel now, smart guy?
Well, it doesn't mean you don't bring us down.
In your face. Obviously, this is priority number one in my life, but I also want to continue living. The issue I'm having is with dating. If I meet up with a guy for a date, should I bring this up right away, or should I wait until the second or third date? I mean, I would say it all depends on the way the conversation's going. I mean, if the conversation naturally goes that way, yeah, bring it up on the first date. It's nothing that you need to be ashamed of. But, I mean, if you're not comfortable, you know, talking about it necessarily, yeah, you can give it time. I mean, I think that's pretty much... it's not unreasonable either way, I don't think. It depends on what you're comfortable with.
I think it's a definite you need to say it before you make it official.
No, absolutely.
You can't, I mean, not to be insensitive
before
with
you
your,
make the relationship well, yeah, official. Well, yeah.
Not to be insensitive to your issue that you're dealing with, but that guy also doesn't want to put him, you don't want to put him in blindly and say, oh, right. Yeah, by the way, you're going to be supporting me through this right now.
Right.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is huge.
Or
yeah.
You may potentially lose me really early. There's a lot of complications that go along with that.
Yeah. I mean, it could help you weed out terrible guys, too, though, you know, because the right kind of guy will support you through that. The wrong kind, the kind that you don't want to be dating, won't. So, I mean, it's a good way to weed out the chaff, as it were.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But, I mean, honestly, we're pulling for you. Thoughts and prayers. Absolutely. And we hope you kick its ass. So, you know, thanks for coming to us for advice. Mm-hmm. I don't know how smart of how smart that was of you to do, but
I think we solved.
Zero problem solved today. 0.0.
No, I think we solved at least a half.
Let's move on. Let's talk about how to live a long time. Next on A Freak Accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect. I'm a survivor. I'm not
gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. Guilty pleasure number three for me.
All right. Tell you what. We've got a very long... What's the word I'm looking for? Like, people are living a lot longer these days.
Why do you think we don't have Social Security?
Right.
Or it won't last.
The longevity of the human being is definitely improving with medical advancements, which is why I'd like to thank Emma Morano, an Italian woman believed to have been the oldest person alive and the last remaining known survivor of the 19th century, has died at 117 years old.
Whew.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
She's seen a lot.
Born on the 29th of November, 1899, so 1 year before 1900.
My God.
Think about this. There was no radio. There was, like, electricity. There was no...
She saw all the big technology
She
movements.
Was, like, on the tail end of the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
Which means she probably remembered the turn to 1900.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Airplanes. Cars. Telephone. Like I said, in-house electric, indoor plumbing. She saw all of those things come to fruition all the way up to, like, the culmination in the iPhone.
I mean, I couldn't do this right now, but I think about how many presidents.
Right.
That's insane. Yeah. That's crazy.
She, you got to figure, what was it, a 1776 was when the country was founded? So she was alive for almost half of the freaking time that America has been around.
She is America.
Basically,
She was like when they show Wild West movies, she goes, oh, I remember that.
But she's
probably.
She's dead now. But it brought up an interesting thing. How do some of these people live so long? So we've got some secrets.
Well, do you know how she did it? She explained, like, this was last year, obviously.
What did she say?
She said it was a diet she's been following since the 1970s, which includes eating 2 eggs a day. Well, there's more to that, but 2 eggs a day, 1 cooked, 1 raw. Gross.
Wicked.
Which shows if I eat cake batter, don't you ever tell me about salmonella, because 117 tells me different.
Do you remember Louis Black, the comedian, in his special Black on Broadway?
Mm-hmm.
He was talking
exactly.
about this. He said that the oldest man alive in the Bronx was 114. They asked him what his diet was, and he said he had whittled his diet down from like 80 to 114 to bread fried in fatback and 15 gallons of Thunderbird wine a week. They asked him why you don't fry your bread and bacon, and he said, because it's too lean.
And he lived that long.
114. That's so anyway, amazing. From coolmaterial.com, here's 10 secrets to living a long life. Ralph Burgess Tarrant, a 110-year-old British man and former insurance salesman, says, do bad stuff and have more fun. Enjoy vices as well as much as virtues.
So he's telling you, don't be a saint.
Yeah.
Just go and live life.
Cut loose. Live dangerously. Ride that lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do that? Go for it.
Reg Dean, another 110-year-old Brit. Man, Brits live a long time.
I know.
Says, if a strange man in India offers you an elixir, drink it.
So he has some humor, too, or yeah. Had humor.
Yeah, apparently. Right before World War I, while in India, he did a favor for one of the locals. The unknown man gave him a strange, muddy elixir and said if he drank it, he lived to be at least 100 years old.
So he's not kidding.
Right, yeah. Literally, drink the strange magic elixir from the shaman.
Sounds good.
Yeah, no.
Let's see. I don't know how to do this first name, so I'm just going to say Mr. Kimura, a Japanese communications worker, was over 90 years old, says eat smaller portions of... I'm sorry, he made it all the way to 116 before he died.
Oh, close to the world record.
Said eat smaller portions of food. That was his secret.
You know, over in Japan you said he was from? Or did you say he was from Japan?
Yeah.
That's what the way they eat all the time, right?
Yeah, everything's small portions.
Yeah.
Okay, Jean-Louise Calment, born in France, to this day is the oldest person to have ever lived, died in 1997 at 122 years old.
Oh my God!
Her secret was don't sweat the small stuff, also rub yourself down with extra virgin olive oil.
You know, thanks.
What? Why? That sounds like a...
Has like a skin treatment.
Sounds like a fetish.
And magic. I mean, it could be.
What is she, a magnet? It's miracles?
Do you think your fetishes are going to make you live to be 122?
If I include that, yes.
Christian Mortensen, born in December of 1882, died at the age of 115 in 1998, said a fine Danish cigar every day is the key to living that long.
You know what's funny? I remember a while ago there was this guy who lived to a similar age.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
A similar age he lived to. And he talked about how he smoked all the time. And somebody said to him, well, maybe you would live longer if you didn't smoke. Listen, if you're 114, what, are you going to get an extra day?
This guy says his answer was to live a good, clean life filled with friends, pure water, a fine Danish cigar, no alcohol, and a lot of singing. So there you go. When we break into
song, I'm screwed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're done. And Lazy E and I are extending our life by at least a couple minutes by breaking into song from time to time.
So baby, give me that toot toot. Let me get that beep beep.
Aw, oh, man. That's at least 30 more seconds of life we just added on.
You know, if we just keep singing the remix to Ignition, man, we are set.
Before her death at 116 years old, Tennessee-born school teacher Bessie Cooper told Guinness World Records the secret to a long life, aside from abstaining from junk food, naturally, is minding your own business.
Yeah, that makes it pretty stress-free.
Susanna Mushat-Jones, presently 116 years old, says eat bacon.
Yay, bacon!
Oh, that's amazing. She's my favorite.
There you go. Let's see. We've also got stay positive, eat eggs, and drink your own homemade brandy.
That's like a weird version of Hulk Hogan.
Hey, that was Emma Murano. That was the lady who just died.
Oh, yeah, she's like the weird version of Hulk Hogan. You know, eat your vitamins, drink your milk, and say your prayers. Yeah. Well, hers includes brandy.
Homemade brandy,
yeah.
Eat raw honey from someone who lived to be 113 years old. That was Fred H. Hale Sr. And Emiliano Mercado del Toro was a Puerto Rican native who was so old he actually remembered the Spanish-American War.
Oh my God.
He was alive for it back in 1898. Before his death in 2007 at the age of 115, he said he owed it all to Funchy. What's Funchy? It's a mix of boiled cod, cornmeal, and coconut milk.
I'd rather die early. That's simple.
Enjoy
die
that.
Early.
So if you want to live a long time, there's your secrets.
Well, here's what I'm
adding one to the list. Listen to a freak accident.
Yeah, because you know what those other people?
They know nothing!
That's right, and they're dead.
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
I'll tell you what, right now I am just jacked for Guardians of the Galaxy. That's coming out soon. Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, yeah, that comes out in a few weeks.
Yeah, that's what I mean. As far as movies go, that's like the next big thing that I'm looking forward to.
You know, before we get into all the other movies, another push to head to our Facebook is during our Facebook Live video, which you can watch over there still. We actually did a bonus movie where we talked about the Power Rangers movie.
Yeah, we kind of did review that a little
so
bit.
So you could go, the reason to head to our Facebook.
Yeah, there you go. So if you want to see, even though that's like a couple weeks old already, that movie, you can hear Lazy E and I's thoughts in the Facebook Live video that is posted on the Freak Accident Facebook page, linked from the Connect page on a Freak Accident.
Boom!
Make it so easy on you, man. But we got some new trailers coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Starting with the most recent one. We've got a trailer, the first one for The Last Jedi, Episode 8.
I feel like we talk about this like every couple of months.
Because we're excited about it, Mickey. Let people enjoy things.
No.
Yeah, just because you haven't seen a movie since Who Framed Roger Rabbit doesn't mean we can't enjoy movies.
Yeah.
We just watched that the other night.
Oh my god, I was right!
Admittedly, awesome movie, though.
Oh, great movie.
So we're not going to break down the trailer shot for shot. God knows there's already enough videos on YouTube for that.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it's a tantalizing tease, you know? I don't know if it was quite as effective as the tease for The Force Awakens, the first trailer that we got for that. But I think that was just because that was the first Star Wars in years.
That's true. I mean, you could never live up to the first.
Right.
You never will.
And it also, like, it was the first time we'd seen the Millennium Falcon in, like, more than a decade.
In a new movie,
like,
yeah.
More than 15 years, actually. So, I mean, it's kind of like, oh, my gosh. Like, so, but I still like this. I mean, the big thing was at the end of it, Luke says the only thing he knows for sure is that the Jedi must end. So...
Yeah, that's a neat twist into the movie.
It's kind of, I mean, I can kind of see where he's coming from, though, which goes into the whole Last Jedi thing.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, every time the Jedi are around, they end up falling to the dark side and being destroyed. Like,
yeah,
that's
so maybe if they don't exist, the dark side doesn't...
Exactly, yeah, it's like a cycle of destruction, you know, even back before the you know, in the canon stuff before the prequels. You know, there were always Sith, there was always Jedi who would fall to the dark side and cause major problems. It's like, so maybe he's onto something. He's like, aha, if there are no Jedi, there's nobody to fall to the dark side. Ipso facto, the galaxy gets along just fine.
Oh my god, he turned into a politician. It's like one of those, he's sitting in front of the Senate going, listen, if there's no good guy, are the bad guys really that bad?
Exactly.
We don't know any difference. That's our country now.
Good trailer, though. By the way, you can see it at freakaccident.com.
Also... revealed by her brother, Carrie Fisher will be in the 9th Star Wars.
No, he will not. Nope, that was her brother said that. He was wrong. Kathleen Kennedy
really
admitted, who's the head of Lucasfilm, admitted on Good Morning America she will not be in episode 9.
I was wondering that because she said that they wouldn't CGI her.
At least Carrie Fisher won't be. We don't know that they won't recast Leia.
Well, yeah, because she'd be older and then...
It's happened before. I'm just saying. I wouldn't be opposed to that either. I think that's much more tasteful than CGI-ing her all the way through the movie.
They already said they will not do that.
Good. Don't.
And CGI, that's not what these movies are about anymore.
Next trailer. Was a surprisingly fun trailer for Thor Ragnarok, which is interesting considering the source material is incredibly dour.
I never got into Thor, really, and then I saw this trailer, and it kind of got me pumped.
One thing I will say annoys me, though, is that every trailer now is trying to be Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, yeah, listen to the music.
Right.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, the fun, zany, 80s vibe kind of thing. It's like Guardians of the Galaxy pulled it off so well. Now everybody wants to be Guardians of the Galaxy. Suicide Squad tried it. This movie's trying it. It's like, okay, guys.
Deadpool goes rated R now. They're all trying to push to be rated R. It's going to follow suit.
I just wonder if they're going to explain how Hulk got into space on a Quinjet.
Yeah.
Made it all the way to another planet.
Magic.
Didn't fly United. Maybe that's where the fight happens. Thor works for United. Oh my god, we just ruined the movie. Spoiler.
Oh jeez. And then we had another trailer that came out before that one for the remake of Stephen King's It.
Am I the only one who thinks it's stupid?
No, I mean, I loved the Tim Curry one.
I didn't like any
of them. I love Tim Curry. I'm glad that what they're doing, at least what I saw, is they're not making it like the Tim Curry clown.
Right.
They took a different angle on it, thankfully.
The Tim Curry one was, it still was a little bit like, even though it was spooky, like, I'll admit, that was one movie. It was a miniseries, actually. But that kind of, it disturbed me.
Yeah.
You know, like, even after, I remember the first time I saw it, like, even after, like, days afterward, I was like, that movie was weird. You know what
bad,
I mean? Like,
bad
it,
dreams?
It stuck with me. But even that one was, like, a little bit more zany and kind of lighthearted. This one, though, looks like it's straight out of the mouth of hell. Like, it just looks terrifying.
I don't know if this was a fake internet meme. Again, I didn't like it the first time I watched it. Didn't really pay attention to it. But they said the clown comes back every 27 years.
Yeah.
And this new movie is 27 years since the last one.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. When did they produce the original It?
That's a good question.
Well, then it would have to come out in the 90s.
I think it was in the early 90s.
Yeah, then it would be 27 years. Well, 1990, right?
Maybe it's a selling point for them.
That would make sense. They probably had it done already.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Just waiting.
I'm not even sure if I could see this one in the theater, though, because this will probably ruin me.
But it's going to be a lot shorter.
Well, yeah, true.
Because what was the original one, like 6 hours
or something
ridiculous?
Yeah, it was like two separate made-for-TV movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even so, I mean, it just looks it looks terrifying.
Now, would you go see it if the clown came out and all of a sudden he came out to this?
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet.
Now,
how great would that be if it was Ed Sheeran?
I'm in love with your body.
Hello, Georgie.
Yeah.
I'm in love with your body.
You turned into like a 1920 comedian.
But that's how he talked.
Yeah. Hey, Georgie. To the moon.
Oh, my God. That looks horrifying. See all those trailers at afreakaccident.com. Some good movies heading our way, though. And, man, I'll tell you what. I cannot wait for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. We'll have a review. We will have a review of that here on the show the week that it comes out, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to wrap up this episode of the show, though.
Oh.
Feel free to continue to send in your guilty pleasure songs, though.
Oh my God, yes.
If we get enough good submissions, heck, we'll do that segment again.
That doesn't get old.
Right, and also, I'm willing to admit, there are other songs that are guilty pleasures of mine that I did not share with you people today.
Oh, you just hit the tip of the mental disorder I have with music.
Head to afreakaccident.com. All information about this show is there. The podcast section has every episode we've ever done. The Connect page has links to all of our social media sites. And you can always send an email to freaks@afreakaccident.com. Include your mailing address. We'll send you some free stickers. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play Music, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. And if you can help us out on iTunes by leaving a review, every good review helps us climb a little higher in the standings. We definitely wouldn't complain about that.
Not at all.
So help us out by doing that, and feel free to reach out, though. We love to hear from our listeners. We'd love to talk back to you. Next week on the show, we will be bringing back Finish the Lyric.
Oh, yes.
With our new favorite game show with One Hit Wonders is going to be the theme. And also, things not to do when you make a mistake at work.
Oh, no.
Seems poignant since I'm starting a new job next week.
Uh-oh.
So
you could take notes.
Yeah.
And
right.
You listening can take notes as well.
That's right. So come back for it next week, and we will be here to bring you some newness. For A Freak Accident, my name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
I swear.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.